USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The New York Times has edited a report that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was killed by a Trump supporter throwing a fire extinguisher. The misinformation was run by most in mainstream media as fact. It was not. Medical experts have now said he did not die of blunt force trauma, according to one law enforcement official. House impeachment managers cited the original Times article as evidence in their impeachment memo. President Trump was acquitted from impeachment on Saturday. The Minneapolis, Minnesota City Council push to defund the police backfires after residents complain of slow response times and an increase in crime. The City Council on Friday voted unanimously to approve $6.4 million in additional funding for the police department. Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi says that Congress is morally obligated to respond to the island's recent vote in support of statehood and said he expects a bill to be introduced in the House by mid-March. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One man's death from COVID-19 could lead researchers to a more effective way to detect the COVID variants. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man, whose identity was not released, was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The call for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down are getting louder as his bungling of the state's coronavirus response may have cost over 15,000 people with their lives. The subsequent cover-up revealed by an aide last week has many infuriated. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign following an aide's admission that the state covered up the true death toll due to COVID in the state's nursing homes. Some have also questioned whether the death toll was worsened by a decision to try to ease pressure on the state's hospital system by barring nursing homes from refusing to take on people who had COVID-19. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions that decision, telling Fox News that it was unnecessary because of the resources the federal government was making available.
Because President Trump, the administration, had sent the USNS Comfort, because the Javits Center became this massive field hospital, there was no reason to be placing all of these infected patients with healthy nursing home residents. Governor Cuomo had already stated his awareness that coronavirus was so deadly for seniors. So it wasn't like this nursing home directive came before Governor Cuomo was publicly telling New Yorkers that there was this increased issue for seniors.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A number of bills in New York State aimed at making long-term care facilities safer are currently at the committee stage. The bills aim at addressing a number of issues, including oversight, transparency, and communication. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.